From America's number one travel radio show, this is your RM World Travel Minute. I'm Robert Carey. Thanks for tuning in. There's been a lot in the news about pets on planes. I think we've all heard that at this point. So I thought I'd talk with you today about some of the important things to think about regarding air travel for pets. First, it's important to understand that air transport systems are not specifically designed for the carriage of animals. But according to the U.S. Department of Transportation, over 2 million pets and other live animals travel annually by air. Pets can travel on commercial airlines in three ways: as checked luggage, in the cabin, or as manifest cargo. Southwest and JetBlue do not accept manifest cargo animals. And just like people, rapid acceleration, quick stopping, sensations of lift or descent, pressure changes, and turbulence, they can all create stress for animals during transit. Pets can also be stranded on baggage carts in the heat for a long period of time. So the next time you travel, consider these real issues and also the costs, and perhaps leaving your pet at home or with a sitter is the better option. For more travel info or to connect with us, visit rmworldtravel.com. And until next time, enjoy your travels.